It's Fiddlin' Around on 96.1 The Hound.
There's an honesty to it, right? Like folk music, honky-tonk, country, that soul you're talking about there, it's very honest. But right now there's a real craving, especially in New York, I don't know why here, but in these big markets for like music that's so real, right? Mm-hmm. This twang, this just like heart-wrenching vocals and stuff, and your songs are hitting that.
You're listening to Fiddlin' Around on 96.1 FM, The Hound. My name is Callista Case, and I'm so happy to have on the show today Cliff Westfall, joined by Chris Laquette today. Thanks for coming in.
Oh my God, we are so happy to be here. Thank you for having us.
Oh my gosh, we've been trying to plan this for what feels like a billion years.
That's true.
You're so busy, and thankfully so, because the world needs to see you. But I'm so glad that I got to lasso you in here.
It's really a pleasure. I've never been on NYU radio before, so that's a thrill for me.
Yeah, but I mean, you've been around this block before, that's for sure.
I have been in this area.
Yes, it's true.
It's also great. You've been telling me, I've been hearing about The Hound. It's so cool.
True, yeah. I love that I get to do my show both here and Lexington. Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't have to leave my home behind. It's always with me in my heart.
Yeah.
But you actually were here for NYU Law. Back in the day,
yeah.
So these
very country music. You
these
know?
Halls kind of have been walked by Cliff Westfall.
So that's why the security guard looked at you twice.
Now you can't come back. Your time is done.
We didn't think we were going to get in this building.
He's like, fine, get down there. But you also actually my connection to you was through Transylvania University.
That's right. I'm a proud
Transylvania grad. Oh, and a proud TJ scholar. I was the academic.
Oh, yeah, I try to hide that from people, but I guess the secret's out of the bag now.
You're just too darn smart. I'm sorry.
Well,
and then you spent some time in Wisconsin, getting your master's, whatever.
I kind of got a lot of, I do have a fair amount of education, most of which I rarely use. But, you know, when am I going to use this algebra, right?
You just got to say you have it, and then people are like, hey, you're good to go.
Please move on.
My mom went to Transy as well.
Right.
And was around that cute little campus.
Mom was a friend of mine there, and I was really glad to reconnect with her when I played Green Lantern last March. It was the first time I'd seen your mom in ages, but it was so nice to see her.
It's true. She never gets older. She really doesn't.
She's
true. Still sprightly. And
she looked exactly the same.
It's crazy, yeah. I don't know how she does it.
Well, you've inherited some good genes.
Stop it! Oh my gosh. Well, anyway, how long have you been living in the New York area?
I mean, the last 20 years.
Wowza. Yeah, do you think you're officially a New Yorker? Is that how that works? I think it's is it 10 or is it 20?
Yeah, I don't know. I think if you weren't born here, Chris.
I will interject and say that I've ridden in the car while Cliff is driving. He's a New Yorker.
That's true.
He knows how to get in there.
Seattle stamp of approval.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, a friend of mine named Sean Gannon, who went to Transy, his father grew up in New York City. And Sean told me ages ago that his father told him when he was teaching him to drive in Charleston, West Virginia. He said, Sean, you got to learn to use the car like a weapon.
Because it is. They're freaky.
Yeah.
And especially, I mean, now you've got the roads to yourself kind of now with this congestion tax.
It actually does seem to be reducing traffic.
I hate to say it. I hate when that stuff works. It's horrible.
Yeah, I know. I'm not crazy about paying it, but it is.
No.
It has actually altered my own driving, too, to some extent. So.
Wow. Keeping New York safer by taming Cliff Westfall.
That's right. No more using the car's whip.
Well, you're living up in Catskills right now, which I'm so jealous of. It's just beautiful.
You should
up
come
there.
Up there sometime.
I would love to.
I told your mom about it. You guys should come. If you ever do, I've got a small navy of kayaks. I can take you down the river.
Aww. And you've got a shed we can sleep in overnight. Thank you so much.
We can figure something out. Yeah.
But you're originally from Owensboro.
Grew up in Owensboro, Kentucky.
It's home to my top 10 favorite bridge in the world.
Oh, I love that bridge too.
It's so beautiful. It's so cute.
The
I love
blue
the
bridge,
little,
yeah.
The big blue, is that what you call it? The locals?
I think they call it just the blue, but I don't know. I think it has a name that I don't remember, which is odd.
Sure.
But
it's always there.
The blue bridge is what people tend to actually call it.
There you go.
But yeah, I miss Owensboro very much. But yeah, born and raised there.
And now you're off
graduated
in
from Apollo
the big
High
blue
School.
World. Wow. Oh my goodness. I know some people from Apollo.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. They have the Kentucky Theater Festival happens in Owensboro every year. And that's where like a bunch of high schoolers come together and
wow.
sing musical theater songs. Ugh, yeah. It's horrible. But I met some people there from Apollo.
Yeah.
But I wanted, you know, with your insane background all over the place in the university circuit, which I currently am in, I was really curious, as an artist, what's the most important thing that you feel like you learned in your time in law school, grad school, university, that you've carried over into being a musician?
Time management, probably. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you do have to, a lot of it is a very different headspace. So I would say a lot of it does not carry over. In fact, it had to be almost forgotten, you know, in a certain way. It's like, because I was doing a lot of, even after the time period when I was working in a law firm, I was doing a lot of volunteer legal work for a little while. Kind of quasi-legal. I mean, it was fully legal, don't get me wrong. It wasn't illegal, but it was kind of volunteer stuff. And I found really that it was quite difficult and distracting to be trying to think like a lawyer by day and write songs and play music by night.
Are they contrasting viewpoints there?
Very different, different headspaces is all I could say. But the thing about learning to manage your time and use it wisely, that's a thing that I was really, I would say I still haven't mastered it, but I've gotten better. And I do think going to, you know, postgraduate education helped.
Totally. It's a lifelong journey, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, we are proud to be here, excited to be playing to Lexington, Kentucky from right here in New York City. Here's a song I wrote called That's How You Fall in Love, and I always like to point out this is a cautionary tale. Don't bring her home to meet your mom. Don't introduce her to your friends. Yeah, they're gonna wanna know where the hell did she go when the whole thing comes to an end. And that's just bound to make things worse. And yet you're doing it all again. I seen that look on your face. I seen you grinning that grin. Boy, that's how you fall in love. Hey, that's how you fall in love. That's how you fall in love. You're gonna curse the day you ever looked away. That's how you fall in love. Well, now you think you're pretty sly. You say, until we meet again, when you should say goodbye. But don't you take a long lingering look in her eye. Cause that's how you fall in love. Go on and take her out to eat. You better try a piece of pie if you want something sweet. Cause if you taste those lips of hers, watch out, boy. That's how you fall in love. Hey, that's how you fall in love. That's how you fall in love. I got the scars to show that I'm the man who knows. That's how you fall, that's how you fall, that's how you fall in love. Don't you know that every broken chance started this life as a fine romance? You won't even get a backwards glance the day she waltz on you. Now you can look, you can talk, go on and take a little dog to the park for a walk. Careful you don't end up circled in chalk, just another victim of love. Cause just as soon as you pretend that you can find your way out, you know you've gone round the bend. So if she invites you in, don't go, man, that's how you fall in love. Hey, that's how you fall in love. That's how you fall in love. You're gonna get too smart and break your own damn heart. That's how you fall in love. Yeah, that's how you fall. That's how you fall. That's how you fall in love. So So this song is kind of an autobiographical number, not my usual MO, but here we go. It's called Family Curse. I never needed much, just a little more than what I had. I never wanted much, but what I wanted real, real bad. Now everybody and his brother say I favor my mother, but I act just like my jackass dad. Or maybe just a little worse. They don't blame me though, 'cause everybody knows. They say that's just the way it goes with the family curse. Mama liked the bottle, daddy liked to gamble, and they fought with both guns blazing. The only thing I ever seen, the two of them agree, I never got above my raising. Now they'd be the first to tell you, they'd say, Lord, they never even tried. 'Cause I was fully immersed, every alarm was sounding, all that murky water surrounding me, and I was swimming just to keep from drowning in the family curse. Well, now it's three generations, then I kinda lose track. Got a feeling it goes all the way back. Bad hell raisers on my mama's side, they took over when my daddy died. I got an open heart, I got an open mind, so maybe I'll call you sometime. Hey, baby, you'll be the first. But right now, I gotta keep things moving. It's a family curse. I never seen the lights of New York City till they hit me in the eye. I probably could have seen it coming if I hadn't been a running. I'd stop to wonder why I was on a plane from Tennessee with no way to go back home. That thing don't go in reverse. Well, it's too late to turn around. I'm flying at the speed of sound. Everybody knows I'm bound to the family curse. Oh, well, it's too late to turn around. I'm flying at the speed of sound. Everybody knows I'm bound to the family curse. All right. Thank you very much. I grew up in Owensboro, Kentucky. My family roots are in Ohio County, Rosine, home place of Bill Monroe, I'm very proud to say. But I learned not too awful long ago that my great-grandfather, who raised my mom, had three uncles killed in the Civil War, all fighting for the Union side, the Ohio County Infantry. I think it was the 117th, if I'm not mistaken. But when they had to go, they came to Owensboro to muster in. They had to travel under cover of darkness, I learned, because it was so dangerous to be on the highways in that time. And I tried to put myself in the time, kind of time and place where, you know, it was not only open season because of the war, but the war opened up the possibility of it being open season on anybody just to settle grudges. And I wrote this song. It's called They Don't Call It Murder. I am a pilgrim, I didn't come here to die. Got pushed in a corner, knew I had to fight, but I never knew quite why. I was on my own before that day, I'm pretty sure now it's gonna stay that way. It's true, I guess I've had my fun, but they don't call it murder now, the war's begun. Well, you and I may quarrel, then meet again as friends, but there's a frame around us all on which our lives depend. And when that banner changes, whatever will you do, my wish for you Long may that banner run. Cause they don't call it murder now. The war's begun. That banner changes, whatever else you do, remember they don't call it murder now, the war's begun. Death is a thief, it's an enemy. I wish it on no man. Hope that at the end of days I'm there to shake your hand. But I won't be on the wrong end of a dollar, no, that's all through. So if you were on the wrong end of my gun, remember they don't call it murder now. The war's begun. You see my blue steel just shining in the sun. Remember, they don't call it murder now. The war's begun. I want to say that that killer solo there was laid down in all these fancy lead guitar playing by my good friend Chris Luquette. Chris Luquette played with me last spring at Green Lantern in Lexington. He's not going to be with me on this one because we've talked about it. We're still playing together all the time, but he's not going to be on this one. But anyway, we'll still have a hot band for you. I promise you that. But nobody's hotter than Chris though.
Chris, I wanted to talk to you for a sec. You're from Seattle.
You got it. And Seattle, Washington. Born
you're the king of New York City right now in the bluegrass and folk and American.
There's a mayor who would fight me for that title, and I would gladly let him win, but thank you for that. Yes.
Of course, yeah. You can find Chris mostly every Mondays at Mona's Bluegrass.
That's
what
right.
time?
Usually around 9 o'clock, yeah.
Don't be late. Don't
yeah,
be late.
Exactly. No, the actually, first chords of the night are pretty hot.
In fact, be early because it's packed.
Yes, Cliff,
for real.
Good advice, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. What can we hear there? What's a typical Monday night for you?
Mona's, at Mona's on Mondays, we've got the Bluegrass Session that's, I think, almost 14 years old now.
Wow.
It's quite a thing. It is a rallying point for Bluegrass in New York City, but kind of everybody in this region knows about it. Like, it's on the calendar. Monday is that traditional off night, right? So we kind of like, you know, have people that show up that don't have a gig or all the fans know it, but it is there are so many great bluegrass hangouts and jams across New York City. This is like kind of the premier pro level thing we got going on. My friend Rick Snell, shout out to Rick. He started it a long time ago. Great friend of mine. Really appreciate what he does. I play a lot of mandolin there. We got all sorts of people, fiddles and banjos, and, you know, it's a small bar. We're all crammed in there, but it's a good time.
I'm obsessed.
Yeah,
I love it.
Every Monday, unless it's, like, Christmas Day or something. But, yeah, I think 50 times a year we're playing bluegrass. It's
well,
really
we're
fun.
Thankful. We're thankful to you and thankful to Rick. Come on my show, Rick.
There you
please.
Go. All right, I can help with that. Get the whole Monday. How about we get the house band in here?
Heck,
let's talk about
yes,
that.
Yes, I'm here
that.
For it. 100%. Well, I guess with that, you know, we've got a great bluegrass and folk scene here in New York. I mean,
sure.
Of course, like
folk
the folk revolution. Like what?
Yeah,
how crazy is that? But I wanted to throw it back to you a little bit, Cliff, as a Kentuckian at heart. Who's been all over, where do you feel like you see Kentucky the most in New York?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
I know the answer.
Because we're kind of few and far between here. I feel like, you know, you see a lot of Seattle people move to New York. We see a lot of L.A. We see a lot of general West Coast. But I feel like whenever I see a Kentuckian here, we, like, have a little
There's a bond every time. But
yes.
I don't know where I mean, what were you going to say? I'm curious what you think.
About that whiskey, man. Every bar. There wouldn't be any bars in New York City without that liquid gold from Western Kentucky.
Yeah, there is.
Thank God.
Yeah. There is that.
That's where I see Kentucky in New York.
Yeah, I mean, I do think the, you know, the thing is, and I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but Kentucky music has just exploded recently, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, right now, I would say the kind of music, the world that Chris and I inhabit more generally, not just Kentucky, that whole world is blowing up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's all kinds of new country music bars opening in this town. A lot of young people getting into it that probably didn't grow up listening to it, but they've fallen in love with it, and which is great. I love that. And so, you know, maybe not so much Kentucky, but there's a big southern thing going on right now in this whole town, and people are kind of falling in love with that, with the southern musical traditions, southern food, to some extent as well. Which, I mean, you know, it hit me where I live. So.
It's true. There's no beating it.
Yeah.
But I agree. It's really inspiring to feel kind of at home away from home.
Yeah.
But thank you for that very much.
Well,
and you're one of the contributors to this wonderful growth of Americana.
Well, I'm trying.
Honky Tonk. I just adore your 2018 album, Baby You Win. Seriously.
No skip.
Album right there. And I, even just in there today when you were playing some new songs for us, which was incredible, even the sad songs put a smile on your face. You're just so clever. And
thank you.
I
will say this.
I don't want to boost your ego too much.
Well, no, I could use it, so please. I appreciate it for real. But I do think, and this to me, this is a very, I don't think this is only Southern, but it is definitely a major part of Southern communication, shall we say, the way we talk. But that is that, you know, people, even in the midst of great sorrow, tend to be humorous, right? There's a lot of, you know, people will joke as they're crying, right? You know, like whatever. I mean, and again, I don't think that's the only Southerners that do that, but Southerners definitely do that. And
definitely.
So I try to, you know, even in my, I do write some sad songs, and even in those, I do try at least to, you know, throw some of that in there a little bit.
Totally.
So
I took a clown class this semester here at NYU, which, of course, it's NYU. And we talked about how the closest physical mechanism to crying is laughing. So, I mean, they're the same feeling, just with a little bit of a different flavor on it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You're so right about that.
Interesting.
A little tidbit for you.
Yeah.
But
can we go to clown class after this?
Yeah.
Yes. Can you get us up there?
It's at my apartment.
Okay.
Clown class. I always wonder, especially, you know, it keeps getting harder and harder to get out of bed sometimes when you see stuff that's going on in the world. But how do you personally make yourself laugh when things are feeling rough?
I mean, I retreat into music, honestly. That's my thing. And maybe I don't know if that's to a fault or not, but I, you know, if I'm having a bad day, I just, like, I want to go to my guitar, and I want to sing some songs, and I'll eventually find one that does make me laugh, but also I like to play the sad stuff too, though, so. But, you know, just like totally 100% alone, emote, you know, as if I'm George Jones, right? I swing for the fences, you know? And it's great practice, but it's also, it's genuinely just such a relief sometimes, you know? So,
totally, absolutely. Well, also in all of your music, you do such a wonderful homage to the old honky-tonk country legends of the past. And there's just something about it. The formula of old honky-tonk music that is just, it gets you every time. Like, not a single time is it not going to be catchy. Is it not going to get your foot tapping? I just don't understand it. What is it about old-time honky-tonk that is just so darn good?
I think there's just an energy that those guys have, right, Chris?
Yeah.
I mean, they have just a kind of There's a, okay, here's a clip. Here's a perfect example of something that will make you laugh while you cry, or it makes me laugh while I cry. And that is, I'm going to refer people out there in Radio Land to YouTube. And there's a video of Del Reeves, one of my, you can't feel too bad for him. He's gone now, sadly, but can't feel too bad for him because in his era, even though he's kind of not that often thought of anymore as one of the greats, he really was. In his era, he was fully appreciated, so no need to feel bad for him. He got to live it. That's better than finding out after, you know, being found after you die.
That's true.
But there's a clip of Del Reeves doing a song written by a great Kentucky songwriter, Jerry Chestnut, as a matter of fact. The song is called On the Back Row, and it's about a man watching the woman he loves marry another man, right? Classic trope. And but like these guys, when they're playing it, his guitar player is a guy named George Owens, and you can see them as they hit these harmonies together. They can't help but just crack up almost. Like they don't interrupt the song doing it, but they just are clearly, it's so joyful because they're just nailing it to the wall. And it's just like so good. And but yeah, so it's like, yeah, that's a sad song, and it makes me laugh every time I watch that thing because it's so cool, you know? So, yeah, there was just a cool to those guys, you know?
Totally. Like,
I think that's what it amounts to.
Yeah, there's something, we've been talking about this a lot in this scene, right? New York is going through this honky-tonk renaissance, and bluegrass music, too. I've spent a whole career playing bluegrass around the world as well before I was playing the clip, and we would play places, and there were so many people, and you come to see the band play, and you'd go, why is this a thing? You think that this music is off to the side, nobody cares, but there's an honesty to it, right? Like folk music, honky-tonk, country, that soul you're talking about there, it's very honest. And that's not to imply music that's highly produced or, you know, electronic or whatever isn't honest or isn't good. You know, we love all types of music, but right now there's a real craving, especially in New York, I don't know why here, but you know, in these big markets for like music that's so real, right? Mm-hmm. This twang, this just like heart-wrenching vocals and stuff, and your songs are hitting that.
It's
for sure,
true
too. Like, yeah,
definitely.
And some of the biographical stuff is very relatable for some people. Maybe not literally, but just like hearing somebody tell their story, I think a lot of people love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then here in New York, also the dance scene. I have a view of this dance scene that's growing, and like a way to interact. People are really digging that. So
oh my gosh.
You know, that's pretty cool.
Totally, yeah. I'm very happy to be here during this time of that. Oh my gosh, what a wonderful time to be a honky-tonk fan in New York.
Yeah, right.
This next song, I guess you'd say it's a love song of sorts. It's about getting picked up in a bar anyway. If you call that love. You call that love, Chris? It's called Knee Deep in Love. I should also add before we play this, every one of these songs are songs that we will play when we're at the Twisted Cork, but they none of these songs have been released. You can't find these on the internet. You can only come see them live, and pretty soon we're going to put these on a record, and when we do, then you'll be able to buy them, stream them, whatever you want to do. Anyway, here we go, Knee Deep in Love. She said, meet me in the alley. Told her I was gonna. Figured maybe we were gonna smoke some marijuana. But she kissed me on the mouth, licked me on the teeth. I'd always had some feelings, but I kept them underneath. And now they all come out in a tumbling mess. But I was damn good and ready to take that test. I said, baby, this is all so surprising. Baby, but I can see a new horizon. Oh, baby. And I kinda like the view now that I can see a different side of you. I don't care about the future, forget about the past. I'm knee deep in love and it's a coming up fast. I said, baby, I've been waiting in the lost and found. I don't think my former owner's ever coming back around. So if you took me home, nobody'd call it wrong. I'll only say as long as I ain't stayed too long. But she looked me in the eye, said, I got just one word. Soon as we stopped kissing, this is what I heard. Oh, baby, I couldn't wait another minute. Oh, baby, there ain't no way to spin it, oh, baby. Well, I just had to do whatever I could do to get up next to you. Well, I don't care about the future, forget about the past. I'm knee deep in love and it's a coming up fast. said, why don't you come over? I could show you around. And if you let me up, you're gonna let me down. Well, my heart started thumping right out of my chest. I had a feeling I'd be more than a guest. I said, wait a minute, honey. I went inside. I grabbed my car keys and we went for a ride. I said, baby, this is all so surprising. Baby, but I can see a new horizon. Oh, baby. And I kind of like the view now that I can see a different side of you. I don't care about the future, forget about the past. I'm knee deep in love and it's a coming up fast. Baby, oh baby, oh baby, oh baby. All right, thank you. Here's a sad tale for you. It's called Mrs. Dallas, Texas. She was Mrs. Dallas, Texas, back in 2005. Well, I was happy to support her, if it made her feel alive. To enjoy the kind of admiration she thought she'd left behind. Well, she's Mrs. Dallas, Texas now. She's no longer mine. I was young when we were married. Younger yet was she. You know it's hard to have a baby and be the next homecoming queen. But she did what she was supposed to do. She put childish things aside. And I moved to Dallas County with a baby and a bride. But she had unfulfilled ambition. She had a face for a magazine. She had her sights on something that she had never seen. Waiting tables, waiting for the day that she'd see those footlights shine. Well, she's Mrs. Dallas, Texas now. She's no longer mine. There were men of high position. I thought she'd lost her way. Someday she'd ask forgiveness, and I knew what I would say. But she never tried to shade the truth, much less apologize. No, she's married to that city now, the city I despise. Because she's Mrs. Dallas, Texas now. She's no longer mine.
What are your honky-tonk wrecks here in New York? Where can we go to hear the best honky-tonk music in the city?
Wow.
Cliff's pointing at me. Well, you could come tomorrow if you're listening to this on January 20th. You're probably not, but we play a place called Skinny Dennis a lot in Williamsburg.
That's kind of
the legacy place. Shout out to our friends over there. There's a monthly event, Honky Tonk in Queens, that we've hung out at a couple times. Sure, Cliff's got a few.
There's a new place called the Desert Five Spot, also in Williamsburg.
Great, yeah.
And a couple of other new places that I haven't really spent a lot of time in. But and then there's a lot of classic little bars that you just have to. They might have all kinds of stuff in them, but you never know what you're going to get. But you might get country music there. So like one example, I haven't played there in years, but I used to play the 11th Street Bar in the East Village all the time. It also happens to be an absolute classic bar.
Yes, it is. So. A couple more came to mind. A brand new one, Jones Bar, is doing a lot of honky tonk stuff.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm going to go hang out at Jones Bar tonight.
And our friends Jalopy Tavern and Theater in Red Hook, they've been doing stuff, folk music for decades, and their honky tonk night is amazing, too. So,
wonderful.
A lot of shouts out.
I love it when we have too many options.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's wonderful. Yeah. Well, get on out there, and we're going to hear more from you, hopefully, in the coming months or this year.
Well, listen, if you'll have me back sometime when I get this record, I'm just asking.
Heck,
you know, I'm not putting you on the spot. But.
I guess I have to ask him back now. Oh my gosh! But we are so happy to have gotten a live exclusive of those tunes. They're live exclusives for now, and you can also hear them, Lexington people, back at the Twisted Cork on February 1st. That's at 6 p.m.
Right.
Is that
doors,
right?
Doors at 6. I think the music will start at 7. It's the night that. That Calipari returns to Lexington.
Uh-oh, so there may be riots.
There may be riots. We're going to finish before the riots start.
We're going to start your own.
For real, we are going to... The game starts at 9, and we're going to finish just before the game starts.
Wow, so okay.
We're going to show the game at the bar, so we're hoping people will come out. Let's, you know, cheer on the Wildcats. Maybe if you want to cheer me on a little bit too, I'll take it.
Are you going to shoot some hoops for us?
I will. Oh, I'm an amazing basketball player too.
Oh, thank God. Academic basketball player, musician.
I'm really not an amazing basketball player. But.
So Twisted Cork, get on out there. It's going to be a wonderful show, and you'll get to hear all of these tunes IRL in person, in the flesh. Down in Lexington. Thank you for coming on the show today. Seriously, it was just a wonder, and this will not be the end, that's for sure.
All right, our pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Cliff. Thanks, Chris. You've been listening to Fiddlin' Around on 96.1 FM, The Hound, and I'll see you next time.
Callie, we're really pleased to be here. We're going to do one more for you. this is a tale of... it's called Messing With My Heart. It's about, you know, being in a bar, and some dude comes in, and he's like... messing with your significant other, and he's getting kind of handsy, and you're not sure what that's about, you're not into it, and you don't want to fight, but then again, you don't want what's happening, and so you got to be a little, got to at least act like you're going to get tough. I don't know if that's a good idea or not, but that's what I wrote the song about anyway. It's called Messing With My Heart.
You want to kick it, maestro?
Sure.
Well, by the way, you eye that woman. Oh, I can see you got her in your sights. And what started off as wishing's a full-blown suspicion, man. This is your lucky night. Yes, I know just what you're looking for. It sure as hell ain't a fight. So if you kindly unhand my girlfriend, man, well, everything will be alright. Oh, no, I won't go all Charlie Manson just because I saw you two are dancing. But if you try and take it any further, mister, let me tell you, I'll be one mean mother. Yeah, you can have her over my cadaver. Now, boy, you better get smart. You know you're messing with a man who don't mess around when you're messing with my heart. Let's go, Chris. You wouldn't call her baby. You know you hadn't ought to call me son. I'll admit it's true, she's got a body built for two, but mister, I'm the only one. And we walked in here together, Yeah, we'll be leaving out the very same way. So if you want to walk out under your own steam, you better listen out to what I say. Oh, no, I won't go off Charlie Manson just because I saw you two were dancing. But if you try and take it any further, mister, let me tell you, I'll be one mean mother. Yeah, you can have her over my cadaver. Now, boy, you better get smart. You know you're messing with a man who don't mess around. Oh, and you're messing with my heart. Yes, if you really want to see a man get mean, just try to tear my world apart. You be messing with a man who don't mess around. Messing with my heart. All right, thank you very much.
You've been listening to Fiddlin' Around with me, Callie Case, on 96.1 FM The Hound. From the heart of the Bluegrass State to the Big Apple itself, I'm bringing the jam session to your airwaves with the latest and greatest in bluegrass, folk, and Americana. I'll see you next week with a new episode. Follow us on Instagram @fiddlinaround_. And as always, roll on.